A new exhibit at the Buffalo Bill Center of the West focuses on black cowboys and rodeos. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska speaks with photographer Ivan McClellan about his work and the first black rodeo he went to in Oklahoma.
Got out of my car and saw 2,000 black cowboys there, and I was just enamored of the culture immediately. The way that people dressed, the way that, you know, people wore braids, people had long acrylic nails, there was hip-hop music playing. Like, it just completely shattered my conceptions of, like, what a rodeo was and really expanded my idea of, like, what black people can be. So I just got really fascinated with documenting that culture and kept going to rodeos over and over and over again for the next, you know, few years.
Wow. And had you ever been to a rodeo before that?
Yeah, I grew up in Kansas, so we would go to the American Royal. I remember it very well as a kid going there, but we never went to black rodeos.
Right. So this was like a completely different aspect and side and culture of it.
I grew up around black men that farmed, black men that raised cattle, but I never called him a cowboy. Because he was black. And I was like, black people aren't cowboys. I just kind of had that idea in my head. And it wasn't until I went to this rodeo and I saw people roping and wrestling steers and riding bulls and wearing Stetsons and all of that stuff. But they were all black, that I was like, it's undeniable. These are cowboys. They're real. You know, I just had to kind of accept that in my mind.
It sounds like for you at one point, cowboy meant something different.
The only black cowboys that I ever saw was like Cowboy Curtis on Pee-wee's Playhouse or Blazing Saddles. You know, I'd seen cowboys that were more like a joke, you know. I saw like Sinbad and the Cherokee Kid. And I just thought that the only real cowboys are white, you know, like they look like John Wayne. They wear chaps. They wear spurs. They live in a place like Wyoming on big plains and big ranches. And just like coming to realize that black cowboys were a lot more accessible as an adult, you know, realize that like you could be a black cowboy and live in the middle of Philadelphia. You know, they live in big cities. They rodeo, you know, they ride trucks. They do a lot of the things that you expect a cowboy to. But a lot of the stereotypes are kind of broken. And you see, you know, guys riding horses in Jordans, and you see guys riding horses in basketball shorts with no shirt on and gold chains and earrings. And, you know, they look like a figure that you would expect to see in a rap video or you expect to see out of hip hop culture. But they're absolutely cowboys. They actually they raise horses. They live on farms. And so really kind of shattered a lot of my own conceptions and really forced me to kind of mature my thought process there.
Is there a, I don't know, specific picture or a specific moment that kind of, when you've been at one of these rodeos, that kind of exemplifies to you, like, why this matters?
One of my favorite ones is, I call it Three Kings, and I got the guy's names after I took the photo. They actually found me on Instagram, and they were like, that's me. And I was like, what's your name? And he's like, Napoleon. And I was like, of course your name's Napoleon. Like, look at you. It's three black horsemen, three young men riding their horses, and they just look so cool. One of them has a towel around his neck, and he's just looking straight at the camera. The other one's looking to the side. He's just being really cool. But if you zoom into the photo, if you look at it really closely, the guy in the middle has an earring in his ear. He's got a diamond stud earring. And it's like, I didn't notice it for years. And when I finally noticed it, I was like, that. Because otherwise, they're in complete Western wear. Huh. They're in starched shirts. They're in jeans. They're riding their horses. They're wearing Stetsons. But that earring is the only thing that has any sense of like modernity. It's the thing that gives it away, that this is something contemporary and this is something different than what you would expect out of a normal cowboy. That photo, I don't know, I just keep coming back to it. It was like one of the very first ones that I did back in 2015. And I've took tens of thousands of photos since then. And that one still like resonates to me and really represents the show.
Yeah. And you mentioned earlier when you were talking about the Three Kings, that it's kind of showing the modernity of the cowboys. And it made me think, like, you know, we're sitting in Cody, Wyoming, and the whole image of this town really is the Old West. And I wonder what it means to you to have your photos displayed in a place where it's all about that white cowboy, that like old image that we all see, that iconic image of the cowboy.
Yeah, I love that image. You know, like I said, I grew up with it. I don't at all want to change that image. I don't want to do anything to replace it. I just want to add to it, you know? And it's like, yes, Buffalo Bill. And, you know, if you want to keep it in the past, there's really cool guys. There's Bass Reeves, there's Bill Pickett. But my work focuses on what's going on right now.
Right.
And I want people to know that, like, rodeos aren't just a celebration of the past. They're about what's going on right now. The first time that I heard Lil Nas X's Old Town Road was at a rodeo.
Oh.
And that's because at black rodeos, they play hip hop. They play the most current music. And you actually go there and learn about, you know, Lil Nas X, and you learn about Breland, and you learn about these guys that are doing, like, this merger of hip hop and country and into one culture. And it's about, like, current fashion, and it's about, like, slang and stuff that people say, and it's about the youth, and, you know, all of that energy and all of that modernity, I think, refreshes rodeo and makes it something really current and really relevant to our time right now.
And what do you hope, you know, visitors to the museum will get out of your exhibit?
I also hope that people that don't know anything about this culture get curious about it and dive deeper into it and ask questions about their own perceptions and say, wow, what did I not know about rodeo? You know, what did I not know about cowboys? I need to do some research. I need to learn. You know, I think it's important to not only be curious about black rodeos, but be curious about Native American rodeos, to be curious about, you know, the whole Mexican cowboy tradition. All of these things, like, really form the American West, and all of these folks made a major contribution to the West. So as we tell stories and as we research that identity of the American cowboy, let's like try to expand it and be more inclusive.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you. Really appreciate your time.
That was Camila Kudelska speaking with photographer Ian McClellan on his new exhibit at the Buffalo Bill Center of the West.